next application is case number 11319, the application of William and Marie Broadfoot, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement. Site is located south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being east of Wilson Avenue, 600 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and being lot 12, block 3 within Cape Windsor subdivision, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 20.18, parcel 150. To be more specific, the applicant is requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the dwelling, requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 20-foot setback for the rear yard for the dwelling, requesting an 8.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot setback on the side for mechanical equipment. A gentleman on this application, I've received no comments from any agency or individual.
Thank you. Sir, you on?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thank you, sir.
Harold Greer, 12011 Sunflower Court, Bishopville, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You can have a seat. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, and I'm here on behalf of the applicants, William and Marie Broadfoot. Mr. and Mrs. Broadfoot had plans to be in Florida before the hearing was scheduled, and I told them if I was them, I would stay there. Mr. Darrell Greer is here. He's their builder, and he'll be representing them as far as the testimony. Mr. and Mrs. Broadfoot own lot 12, block 3 in Cape Windsor development, which, as you know, is on the south side of Route 54. There's a handout I just submitted. Exhibit A is the survey of the property. As you can see, lot 12 is 50 feet wide by 86.8 feet deep. It fronts on Wilson Avenue, and the rear borders on a lagoon. The lot contains 4,332 square feet. Cape Windsor was originally developed as a mobile home community. It has unique county setbacks of 5-foot front, 10-foot sides, and a 20-foot rear on the lagoon. There's been a history in Cape Windsor over the past 20 years or so of replacing the older mobile homes with larger modern dwellings, and basically that is the Broadfoot's plan to build a new home on the lot. Specifically, the new home would be 28.4 feet wide by 65.4 feet in length. As Mr. Lank stated, we are requesting three variances. The first variance would be a 5-foot side yard variance on the north side of the property, and that would be for the dwelling itself. Additionally, on the north side, there's a requested 8.2-foot side yard variance, and that would be for two approximately 30-inch by 30-inch HVAC units, and a 5-foot rear yard setback on the lagoon that would result in a 15-foot rear yard setback. The front of the proposed dwelling and the south side will comply with the required setbacks. As to the variance requirements, the variances are needed due to practical difficulty associated with the uniqueness of Cape Windsor and the ongoing transition that's been occurring of moving from an older mobile home community to a more modern home community. These variances will allow reasonable use of the lot in a manner similar to other lots and new homes that have been constructed in Cape Windsor. The situation was not self-created, but again, it is the result of the original design and development, and then the evolution of the community into a more modern community. The variances requested, we believe, are the minimum required for the reasonable use of the property. And lastly, the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And in fact, I think that the variances would conform to the existing character of the development. Exhibit B of the exhibits that I handed out, it shows the three middle streets in Cape Windsor. Mr. and Mrs. Broadfoot's lot is the lot that's marked in yellow. The lots that are marked in red are all lots that have had setback variances granted by the Board of Adjustment in that community. Of the three blocks that I show on there, there have been 59 lots that have been granted variances out of 132 lots, or about 45% of the lots. The board has noted on prior cases in Cape Windsor that the lots are unique in terms of their size, and that there is a practical difficulty in the ability to allow for more modern replacement structures without the variances. So in summary, the proposed new home will be what we think is a significant improvement to the lot and to the development. It will have no negative impact on values or uses of others in the community, and we believe it will be consistent with the nature in the development and this transition into a more modern community. And Mr. Greer, is everything I just stated true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Gentlemen, that's everything I have to present, other than any questions you might have.
All righty, we'll see, Mr. Clay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Is that you, Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, what's the stone cover on the south side there? What is that?
On the survey?
Yeah.
You got
the grass, and then you have a stone cover?
That's stone covering the ground.
What is that? What is that for? I mean, is that a driveway or?
Just.
Mr. Greer, can you, I think, referring to right here?
Okay, yes, sir. That's just actually an area for their dog, to be honest.
It's there for what?
Yeah, for their dog.
Oh, okay.
A little run area for their dog.
All right. I thought maybe it was a driveway, but then when I saw the grass, I said.
Yeah, you'd have to ride over the grass to get
yeah,
to
right.
it.
Yeah, right.
The driveway.
Okay, gotcha.
No further questions?
No further
questions. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mill?
No questions.
And I am Mr. Calloway. No questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,319. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is the 40-foot and 4,332 square feet. That's a small lot. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant because of the lot sizes that are on the plots. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. There's been other variances granted in that area. And the request, the variance is minimum that will afford relief. And also the request of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use here.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,319. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,319 is approved.